Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to another Q&A as we head into round seven. I've got Griffo and Survive with me from the Discord. How are we, lads?
Yeah, good, mate. Going good. Ready to rip into some of these questions.
Yep. Just a quick shout-out before we begin. Our leader in the Discord Open League is still the same as last week. Don't touch my Penicini. Shout-out to him. He's got about 150-point lead on second place. He's in the top 200, so he's braining it, and he's the guy to catch. Are you with us, Survive, mate? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks. We'll get straight into it. The first question, Survive, is around the round 13 wing fullback options. With them looking dire, who are we aiming to have? Tom Chester's the obvious one, isn't it? If you've got a Carraz, or I guess you wait till maybe some more options pop up closer to round 13.
I'm kind of looking at like players like Garrick. Garrick, I think, is one of them.
Yeah, he doesn't play round 13.
Joseph Manu, I mix it up. Manu's probably the biggest ones, considering Tedesco plays Origin, and we know how Manu goes at fullback. Another one that's kind of potty is Scott Drinkwater. I mean, if you can afford him, he's a good fullback, and I think he does do well in Origin. And, that's probably about it.
One is maybe like a Jermaine Asako, but you've got to keep in mind a lot of people have Raiders and Roosters players, and the Dolphins, I think, might have the bye in round 14 as well. We'll continue on with these questions. They're just some general questions from Discord. Then we'll get into a few questions that people specifically asked after that. The next one, Griffo, is around Blaise Talangi. With him being on the interchange now, do we think he's a sell?
I mean, ordinarily you probably would, because him being on the interchange means he either doesn't play or he gets the typical Brad Arthur, 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes sort of thing, so he might lose money anyway. But someone brought it up about 10, 15 minutes ago that there's whispers that Iro might not play at all on Sunday, and Talakai is going to replace him. So I think in regards to Talangi, I think if you've got him, like if you can hold him, maybe just hold him this week, and that is on the proviso that you don't get Tom Chester. Because, I mean, if you get Tom Chester, he's probably going to be in your emergencies anyway, and that's your centre cover if Iro's out, for people that are playing Iro as a starting centre.
And what's the source for these rumours, Griffo? Do we have a particular source, or...?
No, I haven't looked into it at all, mate. But
because you'd think if Talakai's going to play centre, Iro would move to the wing and Stone Street drops out.
That's also possible, but we're also hamstrung because it's the last game of the round, so there's not really much wiggle room to pivot off Iro if he does get dropped completely
Iro, if you didn't have him, would you buy him just so you don't miss out, or do you think if you didn't get him last week, you shouldn't get him now?
I mean, flip a coin, mate. Like, a lot of folks didn't get him last week, and he, got a 40, I think, and went up 50K. So if you don't get him this week and he gets another 40, he's going to go up another 50K. So that's 100K in 2 weeks, and you've missed the boat completely. So, it's fantasy, mate. So, no guts, no glory. So might just have to pull the trigger and hope for the best, really.
The next question, Survive, is around Jaden Brayley. Do we think he's a buy, or would you wait one more week just to see the minutes again?
I'll probably wait a week. He's pretty bottomed out, but yeah, you'd probably want to wait a week. He did only get a 36 last week.
Yeah.
And there's lots of hooker options this year in Lusick, Levi, Grant, possibly Appy as well.
Yeah, but with Levi, you're probably looking to sell him now, aren't you? Like, to someone else. So maybe like a Levi to Brayley mightn't be the worst move if someone wanted to do that.
I mean, it wouldn't really be the worst move, but it's still a 100K upgrade.
Yeah.
Brayley hasn't scored over 40 this whole year, so we don't know how he goes.
Yeah, so probably wait a week. The next one, Griffo, is around... how many Dogs, Eels and Raiders players can we have with the bye upcoming? Personally, for me, I think you can't have more than three. Like, I reckon you can't go in having four from one of those teams. Like, three's the max.
Oh, so you're talking, like, per team. I thought you meant, like, three or four in total. It's like, oh, no, I mean, a lot more than that.
The Dogs have the bye next week, then Para the week after, then Raiders in round 10. So what I'm meaning is, how many of those guys can we have, like, say, I don't reckon you can have more than three Dogs, more than three Eels, and more than three Raiders.
Yeah, I agree with that one, mate. The Dogs in particular, like, if you've still got Hutch and haven't traded him out yet, Hutch is, like, one of the number one trade-outs for this week.
Yeah.
And then probably next week we're looking at, I think most teams have got Salmon and Hughes, so yeah. I think one of them have to go next week as well.
Yeah. I agree, and for the Eels, Blaze, like me, I'm sort of looking to move him on because I've got two other Eels, and I don't really want to, you know, it's all about trying to work it out.
With Eels as well, like for anyone that's contemplating selling Lussick, I think as long as Hands isn't named, like in the extended squad, you just have to hold him as long as you can, really.
Evening, Ross. Are you with us, mate? You feel free to talk if you want to get involved. The next one is Survive around value edge buys. Who do we like the best? Well, I'll just quickly jump in and say for me, it's got to be Angus. Like, if you didn't get him last week, he's a must-have this week. He's the guy that you really need. And then, I mean, we have guys like Sean Blore, Nakora, Bateman. What do you make around this Survive?
I reckon another one's also Kai Pierce-Paul. I mean, if you don't have him, you still could probably get him. He's only 650K. But he's probably, like, maxed out on his cash gen. But, yeah, Angus Crichton is the main one this week.
Yeah, I agree with that. And while I've got you there, Survive, just talking about Eero, would you, like, how do you rank these guys? Because a lot of people are looking at Chester, Chevy Stewart, or Eero. I mean, Chester probably has the best job security, right, and the valuable DPP, and then I guess you flip a coin between Eero and Chevy.
I reckon Eero probably outtakes Chevy just because of his, like, upside. But, like, if it's between those three, Chester's probably the number one, just purely on job security.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I also just want to point out that this season, fullbacks haven't gone that well against the Broncos. So, me personally, I just want to wait one more week on Chevy to see if he can improve on the base stats and get some attacking stats as well and justify buying him. So,
yeah, it depends how many Raiders you have as well. Like, if you're carrying three Raiders, you're not going to get a fourth and get Chevy then. And then with the buy in 3 weeks' time, that's another the next question, Griffo, is around Tom Prebojevic. Do we think he's still a good pickup, or do we kind of look to steer away now that Origin's only about 5-6 weeks away?
I mean, theoretically, you probably want him as one of your final three wing fullbacks, but I think there's probably, like, just as good options around. Like, if you're playing overall, then like Survive mentioned before, like, Joey Manu is probably a better buy than Turbo, I'd say, because he's definitely going to score better over that Origin period to start with.
Personally, so, for me, Griffo, I'd wait a bit on Manu now with him moving back to centre with Teddy back, and I'd hope that he might lose 50 or 60K and you can pick him up cheaper sort of at that round 13 mark.
Yeah, I mean, that's also a good point.
Yeah, also I just feel...
wait a week or two. Garrick's a nice one. He scored zero against Penrith with the HIA, so he's probably going to drop to sub 550 possibly.
Yeah, and he's got the GPP as well, so he's one that a lot of people will be looking at. Penasini's another, with Dylan Brown moving to the right. Penasini is priced below 500K now, so after the para buy, he's another one you can sort of look at maybe upcoming. Griffo, the next one's around Willison. Do we think Xavier Willison is still a buy? Or do we think like you're better now just to say, oh, Payne Haas is back next week and Piacura maybe, if not next week, the week after? Do we look at like Waddell instead? Or like who would you take out of Willison and Waddell?
Oh, no, that's another tough one because
there's a 50K difference between the two. Waddell's about 50K more.
I mean, like specifically for the next 3 weeks, if we go off the assumption that Waddell plays, say, the next 3 weeks at Edge and makes his 80 to 100K and whatnot, Waddell's probably the better buy because you got to remember that, like, round one, Haas and Piacura were both in the side and Willison wasn't even in the 17.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, Willison could play this week. But yeah, if Piacura and Haas are both back next week, he could be out of the squad completely. So you've just wasted a trade for a 1 week score. So that's not really viable in the long run, is it?
No. Yeah, I think I would go Waddell as well out of those two. The next question, Survive, is around CNK. You know, he's had a big couple of games since he's back. Do we think he's a pickup or do we think he goes back to his historical average, which is being that low to mid 40s guy, wing fullback?
I think he's probably going to drop down and he's too expensive to pick up right now. 630K, and then if he does go back to his low average historically, then you're losing a bunch of cash on him. So I wouldn't trust him right now.
Yeah. And while I've got you there, Survive, the next question is around a middle, the best middle under 700K. I mean, I can just see Tarpany and Yuta Kamanu are a tick over 700K, but do we see any options for middles under that 700K mark? I mean, we've got Barnett there. Just take a quick look. We've got Barnett. Middles.
Bad option, but he might play Origin.
So you know who? If you don't have too many Raiders, you could still get Smithies. He's not a bad option still, with Horsbury out for another month or so. Josh Curran is another one, although the Bulldogs have a bye soon.
He's another one people are looking at, so I reckon he could possibly be a good choice.
Yeah, he's probably another one. Up there.
It's sort of redundant at this point, but if you don't have Terrell May, Terrell May's under 700K as well.
Yeah. So there's a few options there, guys. The next question, just give me a sec. Sorry, my screen just blanked out. Okay, the next question, was around Jolliffe, but, we've kind of gone over that already. Around James Schiller, do we think we could still pick him up, or do we think you've kind of missed the boat on him now?
I think... you were just saying before, Cookie, about trying not to pick up any Raiders before their bye, and... with the news today that he's signed for Newcastle, like he could be out of the team by next week, with Ricky's wrath. So we just don't know. So I think he's probably an avoid, and you just got to let him go through to the keeper now.
Okay. The next question was from, we'll start with the questions now that people have actually specifically asked. Ross was asking me specifically why I've traded out Cleary. Well, mate, we can kind of see that picture now as to why I have, because, it's getting to that territory now where he's kind of missed a month and we don't know if he's definitely back next week either. But if you've sort of held now, I sort of feel like, you should probably hold. I feel like last week was kind of, the week you probably had to get off. What do you make of this, Griff, around the whole Cleary scenario, because it's frustrating for people that have held this long?
Look, I mean, just ostensibly, I think, if you've held him this long, just keep holding. Whether he's back next week, it might be round nine. He is going to be back at some point. They did say, the initial injury was, 2 to 4 weeks, and we're now 4 weeks into that. So...
yeah.
If he's not back next week, I think you can probably put the house on he'll be back in round nine. So, if you've held him this long, then there's no point selling him, because if you were going to sell him, you would have done it 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, I did it last week personally to Hines, just with gut feel. That's the way I went.
Cleary was saying that Cleary might be back next week. He's like has a high chance of returning.
Yeah, so yeah, if you didn't flick him last week or earlier, it's probably a hold now. The next question is from VB's Hardest Workers. He's asking around, do we do Hutchinson to Iroh and Levi to Willison? He thinks Willison can get a boom score this week and sit around 30 minutes when Haas is back and he's a PPM gun. The other option he's looking at for a third trade is Burbo to Chester. The other option, alternatively, is forget Willison and go Waddell. What do you make of this one, Survive?
I actually like the Hutchinson and Iroh and Levy and Willison one.
Yeah.
The Burbo Chester one's also nice, but yeah, I'd go Willison over Waddell.
Oh, wow. You reckon Willison? I actually disagree with you there. I think he could potentially be left out in a couple of weeks or go back to a 20, like to low 20s minute role. I think,
yeah but even with that, like a low 20 to 30 minute role, like he's playing that well at the moment and he's that explosive. Like all he needs is one of those crash ball try plays and that's a line break and a try, which is, you know, what, another 10 points or whatever. So,
look,
it's going to be interesting to say the least. I'm not sure if Kevy's, like, looking to play Willison and Haas on the field at the same time.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing, is that if you're going to buy Willison, you've got to remember that Haas and Carrigan are both going off to Origin a few weeks down the track as well. So there's definitely a chance he'll get some good minutes across that period too. So
I'm going to disagree with both of you two and say I'll get Waddell, VB's Hardest Workers. And I do Bourbon Chester. I'd go to Iroh. What's that? Sorry, Survive?
Waddell might just be a trap.
What makes you say that?
A lot of people.
What makes you say that? Average of 42 in games over 60 minutes, and he should be getting a 60 to 80 minute role. And he's in a good. Good attacking team as well, dual position. Like, yeah, I like it.
That's a screens trap. All those players that look fancy on the outside, when you buy them, and then they just trap you. So I don't really trust Waddell.
I still think he can make 80K worst case. Best case, he gets over 100K. The next question is from Huntley Hurricane Griffo. Any love for Foran or Randall? So, what do you make of Randall? Personally, I think Paulie's predictor had him at a 40. I wouldn't touch Randall now. And as for Foran, well, he's so injury prone and the Titans could change anything up. Boyd or Weaver could be in next week. Like, personally, I would stick clear of both. What do you think, Griffo?
Yeah, I think Randall's a bit of a, another one to let through the keeper because, I mean, Fifita's starting this week. We're getting the first look at what the Titans forward pack rotation is going to be in what is essentially almost full strength, obviously minus Tino. And Foran, look, a lot of people are jumping on him because he had something like 700-800 kick meters, something like that.
Yeah, but he's never done that in his career. Like, that was the first game.
Yeah, but he's also never been like the main kicking guy in the halves either. So if he's But it does come back to the injury proneness, and I'm pretty sure he's had, you know, hamstring and knee injuries in the past a fair bit as well. So I don't think he should be asked to kick that much each week going forward either. So yeah, I think Foran is. I mean, if you like to ride the lightning like I do, definitely take a punt. Don't come crying if he ends up going back down to a few hundred kick meters this week and is an absolute bust. So,
The next question is from Huntley Hurricane once more. His second question, Survive. He's got 184K in the bank, wanting to get rid of Levi, Hutchinson and Burbo, but would mean he needs a half this week. He's looking at Angus, Waddell and Foran. Or does he trade Murray instead of trading out like a Hutchison or a Burbo and look to get any half other than Hines, like an SJ, a Fogarty or a DCE? or even go cheaper and get a deal bags. What do you make of this one, Survive? Would you go the foreign route or just...
go trade Murray out if it means you can get an SJ or Fogg. I'd probably go Fogg over SJ just because he's a bit cheaper and he has solidified his kicking role. But yeah, either one of those two are fine. But yeah, I'd rather sell Murray over Burbo since Burbo's injured this week, so he's not losing cash.
Yeah. And then his other two trades, he's looking at Levi and Hutchinson to Angus and Waddell.
Yeah, I don't mind those. He doesn't have Willison, so I would recommend Willison like last time.
Yeah.
Either Waddell or Willison, whichever he feels.
Yeah. The next question is from Lockie. He asks who's the best cash cow at the moment, Griffo. What do we make of that? Well, I think Angus Crichton is, you know, an Iroh, but his job security is not great. Chest is another one. We've kind of covered them.
I mean, Galvin, if you don't have him, like I think everyone's got him. Silla, very low break even. And I mean, his spot in the Raiders would be secure, but again, it's Ricky, so we don't know. Look, Jai Gray, I think, is a good one, but he doesn't play this week, so he's probably not looking at him this week. But yeah, look, Waddell's got a single digit break even. And he's starting at edge, and he looks a lot better than what Burbo did. And don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure I read, or people were saying that Burbo's had quite a few like similar hamstring injuries. In the last couple of seasons. So
just while we're on Waddell, Griffo, Jerry the Eagle was actually asking. You know, he's a Manly fan, but he's asking, do we bring him in moving forward? Well, yeah, we're just talking about it now. I think. Why not, you know?
Well, yeah, and as Leakey was saying last night, if Croker can't go, Lawton comes off the bench and goes into hooker, and then Chan Kum Tong probably comes onto the bench and they probably split the hooking role, so that takes another bench edge out of the equation. So, it could be wheels up Waddell for 80 minutes. But
even again, if he doesn't get 80, Griffo, he's probably going to get around 65 minutes, right? That's worst-case scenario.
And the other thing is, we got to, like, I know we all say it each week, but they are playing the Titans this week, so there could be a few attacking stats and offloads and that sort of stuff.
Yeah. He's a better attacking team than when he was with the Bulldogs, too. He's running off Luke Brooks, which helps him, too, so...
The only thing is he does love a missed tackle, but hopefully if he can get some attacking stats, that'll offset the demerits. So.
The next question, Survive, is from Durr. He's asking around Levi and Chan out. Is that a good start? So he's talking about, getting the right players. So he's looking at Burbo to Iro, Hutchinson to Dylan Brown. I like the Hutchinson to Dylan Brown one, and then Jaden Campbell to Chester. I mean, I do like those trades. You just got to be aware around Iroh, the job security, you know. But I guess, a lot of people that don't have him are going to want to get him, as we said.
Yeah, I don't mind the trades. It doesn't look like he has any other sells except for Levi.
Well, Jaden Campbell, he has to trade out, so... Yeah, and Burbo is kind of peaked. Like, I like those three trades, but just be aware that for whoever jumped on Iroh last week and whoever's jumping on this week, we don't know in 2 weeks he could be, or even this week if the rumour that's going around is correct,
he could be. Lussing on his team. He might need to sell him first. I don't know.
Sell who, sorry?
Joey Lussick.
No, he got 46, mate, the other week, and then 52 last week, and... Hands isn't there at the moment. I think you can hold Lussick another week. The break-even's around 30. And, I think he's a hold. I think those other trades there are more urgent. The next one is from Justin Griffo. Thoughts on these trades. Hutchinson to Arta Mariota, the Raiders' second rower. And then he's talking about Seafast to Klockstad and Burbo to Willison. What do you make of those three, Griffo?
Yeah, I like them. A few folks are saying CNK is not so much trappy, but he can't sustain those high scores. But I mean, if you just look at the Warriors in general, like he's just taken his game to a whole new level, sort of thing. Yeah. So, and I think at his price point, like if he could be a cut price keeper at this point, you know, like he could end up averaging better than Turbo, for example.
I actually reckon Nick CNK is going to average 45, 46. I think he's going to just be a tier below, but he will average a few more points than what he has averaged for his career average of 42 around that mark. But
And the other consideration you've got to take into account is whether, you know, you're a head-to-head player or overall, because if you're a head-to-head player, then, yeah, you've got to save a couple of trades to get those Warriors out for round... Oh, sorry, if you're an overall player, you've got to save those couple of trades for round 27. Because they've got the bye in that last round. Otherwise, yeah, Willison, flip a coin, could be genius. He could get a bench spot, but yeah, with Haas and Piakura looming large, we just don't know at this point.
And what do we make of Arta Mariota? Because I'm sort of thinking, will Simi Sasagi take 20 minutes of him? But I know.
A Whitehead could return at any point. He's like, he has the day-to-day like Cleary does. So once Whitehead's back, he's gone.
Yeah.
I'm getting on, like, me personally, I'm getting on Mariota this week because he's cheap enough. And look, even when Whitehead comes back, he's that injury prone at this point that I can't see him playing big minutes. And Mariota has obviously impressed Ricky enough to be the next man up to start in their forward pack. Yeah. So. Yeah, and Hosking with his shoulder injury, he's out, you know, at least 6 weeks most likely. So, and that's the other thing. If anyone's trying to toss up between Mariota and Waddell, Mariota's what, about 100K cheaper, give or take?
Yeah.
80K, yeah, something like that. Yeah, so something to consider.
The next question, Survive, is from Hazels. Hey, lads, been sitting on these two options for trades for a bit, not sure which way to go. So he's proposing the Hutchinson to Iroh, then Murray to Dylan Brown or SJ, and then Burbo to Talon May or Drinkwater. Personally, I like the Hutchinson to Iroh, Murray to Dylan Brown and Burbo to Drinky. Over getting Talon May and SJ.
He could also do the SJ one, but sort of Talon May, probably get another centre. Maybe Pennacini, because the thing with May is he's gone really bad after that massive 66 going week one. So he's probably just a 1 week thing. He'll probably like score really big against the Tigers, but then just expect low scores after that.
Yeah, I think I'll go the second one and get Brown and Drinky, although May could be an interesting option, but he's just too up and down for me. All right, the next question is from Anthony, New Zealand. He's asking, to me specifically, which one does he go? Hutchinson to Angus, Levi to Mariota, Burbo to Chester, or does he go Levi to Jai Gray, Hutchinson to Angus, and Burbo to Waddell? Well, I wouldn't go the Jai Gray route, because what if he got injured at training next week or something? Like, we got the bye this week. Personally, I like the Hutcho to Angus, Levi, yeah, you've got Levi to Mariota. Yeah, could be a goer or, I'm just trying to think of an alternative if he can get Eero or someone else. I'll get back to you on that one, mate. But I do like the Burbo to Chester and the Hutchinson to Crichton. It's just the Levi to Mariota that I'm not sure about. Any other options around that 350K, guys, besides Mariota? Just trying to think off the top of my head.
None that come to mind, really.
No. Yeah. I'll get back to you, mate, on that one. The next one is from King Country Griffo. He's asking, around team advice. He's asking about options of Mariota, Waddell, Brayley, Matt Lodge, Max Plath. I think he's looking at round 13 and 14. So we've kind of covered those guys. Waddell's probably the one this week, right? And then wait a week on Lodge and Brayley.
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't need hooker cover until round nine, then yeah, he can wait a week on Brayley. And that's the Knights Brayley, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, like, because we just want to see, like, where his minutes go or if they get cut again on a week-to-week basis. Yeah. But if they stabilise and plateau, then, yeah, like, it could be wheels up on Brayley at that sub-500K. So
he's asking to rank them 1 to 5. Well, I think I'd rank Waddell and Brayley as 1 and 2, and then I need to seed more out of Lodge. Mariota's got the job.
Yeah. I think Mariota 3, Lodge 4, Platt 5.
Do you agree with that, Survive?
No, I'd have Plath at 1. He's actually really good. And he does have the dual as well. He's got half and mid.
Just depends on the minutes. Like, if he's just going to get 45 minutes, though, then I'd need to wait. Evening, Scotty.
I'm worried about Waddell. Not happy about Waddell.
The next question, just going through, is from Lenty. He's asking about Jamin Jolliffe. We kind of went over that already. I don't know. Personally, I wouldn't do it, but that's just me. I'm just a bit wary of everything about the Titans at the moment. I feel like I would have rather to get him 1 or 2 weeks ago. I mean, if you really want the pod play, like, you can go and do it, I guess. But, yeah, that one, Lenty's not really for me.
Yeah, as I said, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure this is the first week with Fifita starting. So we just really got to try and see how the Titans forward pack minutes play out before we can pull the trigger, I guess.
The next question is from Don't Touch My Penicini Ali, which is our Discord leader. So shout out again, mate. Thoughts on Hastings and Dylan Brown? Out of those two, I'd be going Dylan Brown, Survive, would you? I think that at that price point, he's 78K.
The thing with Hastings is he scored tries in 3 out of 4 games, so it is like he's heavily influenced by tries so far.
Yeah, and while I've got you there, Survive, Maddie Tibet's just asking Chester straight up over Chevy. I say yes, because if the Raiders with these next couple of tough games struggle, Chevy, you know what Ricky's like, he could just change it up because they got Chris that can go back there too. So I like Chester with the DPP. I'm not so keen on Chevy, to be honest.
Yeah, the thing with Chevy is he hasn't even scored well. So, he could just be a straight-up wing fullback flop like Keeney was.
Yeah. And the next question, Griffo, is from Matrix. Asking, thinking of selling the Rabbitohs boys, one for Gus, who else should he get? Well, Totola to Angus is a no-brainer. And I guess he's got to decide what he's going to do with Murray.
If he does Totola to Angus, does he have enough? Does he bank enough cash there to go Burbo straight to Waddell?
He could do. So he's saying he's got 76K in the bank. So, yeah, he would have enough. Yeah, that'd be too
good. I mean, it's probably leaving with, like, what, 10K in the bank or something like that. But you're getting two red dots out for two green dots that are going to make some pretty good coin in the next week or two anyway. So
you've got Murray to cover the Smithies and Hughes buy as well, which is good.
Yeah.
Roscoe is asking around this Dolphins fullback, Tri Fuller, at 425K. Well, wow. A bit higher than what I was expecting, but yeah, obviously a no go now, guys. That price.
I wouldn't really say a no go. I'll just wait a week on him because his cup average is about 48.
And he
did score like a 50, so I wouldn't be.
You know,
fully
my
off.
Concern is Survive. My concern is it could be Jacob Gagai all over again. He's like 27, 28 years old. Like, why hasn't he broken through yet? You know, and the other
have a spot for him. He's probably just a pure fullback, and unless Hammer's injured, he won't come in. That's probably the whole thing.
You probably are right, but it is putting me off at that price. I guess you could wait a week and see, but yeah, I'm not keen on it personally. Unless he absolutely goes bonkers this week, and then you know we consider him. But yeah, he's a bit priced a bit higher than what we're expecting, which is disappointing.
And I mean, they've got Eels, Knights, Cowboys, the next three. So they're not exactly like pushover matchups either. So
Before we wrap it up, any questions, Scotty, for your teammate, just before we wrap this up?
Nah, I'm all good, mate. All good.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. All the best this round. And we will talk to you again next week. Bye for now.